So that's who I am. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh,
Ted Peng is my father.
他的父亲是彭广纯弟兄。
So, and he passes along his love.
他把他的爱带给大家。
Can I read a verse now?
Yes.
Okay, the book of Genesis, please.
请大家翻开创世纪。
Chapter 3.
翻到创。
Verse 24.
创世纪第三章的第二十四节。
So I will read it in English and my brother will read it in Chinese. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
创世纪第三章的二十四节，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
Brothers and sisters, if you could pay attention to that last portion of the verse. The cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
这节经节的下半部分是说，有基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守通向生命树的这个道路。
Could we turn forward to the New Testament, please? Matthew chapter 7.
我们现在看到新约，翻到新约，马太福音的第七章。
Verse 13.
我们来看新约马太福音第七章的第十三节。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
马太福音第七章的第十三和十四节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
The book of John.
我们来看约翰福音。
Chapter 14.
约翰福音的第十四章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
John chapter 14, verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
约翰福音十四章的第五、第六节，多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Finally, brothers and sisters, if you would turn with me to the book of Luke.
最后，我们再来看看路加福音。
In chapter 22.
我们翻到路加福音的第二十二章。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
路加福音第二十二章的三一三二节，主又说。西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Those will be the verses for this morning.
这是我们今天要读的经节。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever seen what a cherub looks like?
我们大家有没有真的见过基路伯到底是什么样？
If you've ever bought a Valentine's Day card for somebody,
如果有人我们在这个情人节的时候我们买过情人节的卡。
And you see on the cover of the Valentine's Day card, they often have these cherubs.
那个时候就在那个卡上我们可能也许能够看到基路伯的这个图像
at least what the world thinks cherubs
至少是这个画那些图像他们认为也许这个就是真的基路伯的那个像
their cherubs look my, like my son Nathan
这样的他们画的基路伯的像就像我的小儿子一样拿单一样
they look like they're 2 feet tall
差不多是两 只有两尺高
no muscles
没有什么也没有什么肌肉的力量
a little pot belly
肚子鼓鼓的
I was telling the young people yesterday that when I come home from work every day and I put the key into the door of my house
我昨天跟教会的年轻人是讲当我这个我下班回家的时候我把钥匙插到我家的门那个 门上的时候、
I hear my boys say daddy's home
我就会听到我们家的儿子们在那里说老爸回来了
Get the lightsabers. Get these swords.
去拿那个宝剑。
And so we open the door. I open the door, and then they attack me with these.
所以当我把门一打开的时候，这三个这些小家伙们就会冲上来去攻击我。
And I of course pretend to you know be hurt.
所以我当然我就要假装我是被他们击中了，击倒了。
But if I were really not me, and they were not my son, and someone the size of Nathan attacked me.
但如果我真的并不是他们的爸爸的话而是一个其他的什么人进来而这个小小的拿单只有三岁大的小孩子要来攻击他的话
I would not be scared of him
我想这个受攻击的人绝对不会害怕这个小孩子
you know, he weighs 30 pounds
因为这样子小孩子只有重30磅左右
you know, any of us could just you know push him out of the way
我们很容易就会把他推到一边去
but brothers and sisters there are cherubim in the Bible
但是弟兄姐妹们在圣经里面所记载的基路伯
They were the great warriors for the Lord.
他们是神大能的勇士
Very powerful.
是大有能力
He would use these cherubim to guard the most precious things.
神用基路伯来保守他认为最宝贵的东西
I promise if anyone crossed the cherubim they really had a battle on their hands.
我相信如果任何人要接近基路伯的话他们一定要打仗的
There was no way that they could beat them.
而且没有任何一个人能够胜得过基路伯。
And brothers and sisters, in this first verse that we read together in Genesis,
所以刚才在创世纪里面我们先读的那一节经节
The Lord had posted this cherubim.
神设立了基路伯。
These cherubim were armed with a flaming sword.
而神设立的基路伯他们手上是拿着有火发火焰的剑。
And if anybody approached,
如果有任何人要接近的话
they would be cut down.
他们只能够被砍倒。
And what was it that they were guarding?
那么基路伯他要保守的是什么?
Brothers and sisters, we know this story.
我们都知道这个圣经所记载的。
Adam and Eve.
因为亚当和夏娃
they were put in a garden.
因为他们是先在伊甸园里面的。
There were two trees.
伊甸园中神在那里设立了两棵树
Do not take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
分别善恶的树神不让他们吃
But Eve and Adam both took of it
但是亚当和夏娃他们都吃了那棵树的果子
and their eyes were opened
是的他们的眼目就明亮了
They became independent
他们就脱离了神
And so the Lord had to take this tree of life
所以神就必须要来
And separate Adam and Eve from it
就要来保守这棵生命树要把他们和亚当夏娃来分开
to make sure they would never be able to take of its fruit
就是要保证亚当夏娃他们不能够再来接近生命树吃生命树的果子
Now brothers and sisters this tree
生命树
had a fruit that was of the greatest preciousness
它有着最宝贵的果实
There's the life of God
因为在那棵树里上是生命树它有神的生命
There's no comparison to the preciousness of this life
在人的一生里面没有任何东西能够和生命树的那样的宝贵相比较
and it could not be taken wrong
所以也不能够被错误的引用
lightly
也不能够被轻忽的引用
and so the Lord put it aside
所以神就把这棵树单单的把它保护在一边
and posted two guards
而且神在这个树边上放了两个警卫
flaming swords
而且有着四面转动发火焰的剑。
And the Bible says, and they stood there to guard the way to the tree of life.
圣经告诉我们，基路伯是在那里是保守通向生命树的道路。
For anyone who wanted to know the life of God,
有任何人要想知道神的生命
，there was no way.
因为这个道路被把守住了，所以他们不可能知道。
Man was lost.
所以人就这样子与神失落。
Even if one determined in their heart that I would like to know God,
就是任有一个人，如果他心里面定义他要来认识神的话，
there's no way.
但是没有一条路。
Because along that way to the tree of life,
因为通向生命树的道路，
stood the cherubim.
是那里是有警卫把守的。
And they would cut down anyone who approached.
任何人要想通过这个道路接近生命树的话，他们都将被砍倒。
Who was of the wrong heart.
因为只要他们的心是不对的。
So, brothers and sisters, we all know ourselves.
所以我们都晓得我们自己，我们的认识我们自己。
In that light, none of us could come near to that tree.
我们自己都心里面都知道，我们不能够接近这样的生命树。
We were all lost.
如果我们试着要来接近生命树的话，我们就只能是被砍倒，所以我们都是失落的。
Until,
直到
one day there was a baby who was born in a feeding trough.
直到有一天有一个婴孩被诞生。
And the baby grew up in a way that was, we don't know how he grew up in the Bible.
这一个生在马槽里的婴孩有一天他长大了，尽管他长大的过程我们并不完全清楚。
And one day when he was, when the time was ready, he came out to serve.
当神的时间满足的时候，这个 baby 他来长大了，他来侍奉。
Everyone who met him was blessed.
每一个被他所服侍的人都大大的蒙福。
The children were not scared of him.
就是那些小孩子也不害怕他。
The poor did not feel intimidated by him.
那贫穷的人也不恐惧他。
The sick did not feel helpless.
疾病的人也在他的那里得到了医治。
And he made everyone feel at home.
因为他使每一个人都知道什么才是真正的家的味道。
And everyone who was around him found him to be kind.
每一个人在他周围的人都发现他是这样的善良。
And then on one day,
但是有一天
the day came,
这样的一天来到。
And he was betrayed,
他被出卖。
And he was captured,
他被抓。
And he was asked to carry a crossbeam,
而且他被让人背着十字架。
He was too weak,
他是这样的软弱。
But he walked up this hill,
但是他就这样的背着十字架走了这样上坡的路
to Calvary,
一直走到那个骷髅地。
And on his head was a crown of thorns,
在他的头上戴着一个荆棘的冠冕。
Not the throne of a king,
并不是一个王那样子的荣耀的冠冕。
But you know, the cherubim recognized the king.
但是我们晓得那基路伯把守生命树的基路伯他们知道他们的王是谁。
In human eyes, he would have been nothing.
在人的眼中这样的一个上十字架的人实在是不值什么。
But in the eyes of those who knew, they saw the king.
但是在那些认识他到底是谁的人，他们知道这是他们的王。
And as he walked up the hill,
当他这样子上坡走向骷髅地的时候，
you might imagine that the cherubim saw.
我们就会，你一定会想象基路伯是怎样来看这件事。
Anyone else who approached this way would have been cut down.
任何人要接近这条路的话都要被砍倒。
But they bowed.
但是基路伯这样子
put the flaming sword in the sheath.
他们把他们的剑收起来。
Because the king came.
因为是王来了。
And when he was hung on the tree,
因为当这个王被钉在十字架上的时候，
the Bible tells us very clearly, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
圣经讲得很清楚，凡是挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的。
And this man was hung on the tree.
而这样一个人他是被挂在木头上。
And he became for us life.
他是为着你和我的生命而这样挂在上面。
Come unto me.
所以他说你们来。
And you will have the life of God.
你们到我这里来。
This tree of life which had been guarded and no one could go to.
到我这里来得生命，生命树是被神所持守的，所把守的这个路。
The way was blocked.
这个路人要过去是不行的。
No one could come.
没有任何人能够走这条路。
We were lost.
所以从人的角度来讲，人是完全的失落的。
But he walked up.
但是这棵树走，但是主耶稣他是这样走到那十字架的路。
And he opened the way.
他就把这条路打开。
Brothers and sisters, the cherubim could not strike their king.
所以基路伯他不能够攻击他们的王。
Because he is perfect.
因为他们的王是完全的。
And every one of us now have access to the tree of life.
是因着主耶稣开了这条路，所以你和我，我们每一位，我们都可以进到生命树的跟前来。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们感谢主。
And so brothers and sisters on that day,
所以弟兄姐妹们，因着有这样的一天，
the Lord, people were saying, Lord, we don't even know where you're going.
有这样的一天，他的门徒们问主说，主啊，你到哪里去，我们都不知道。
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
但主回答说，我就是道路。
And where there was no way for any of us before.
因为对我们来讲，我们已在主耶稣之前，我们没有任何人，我们都找不到这条路。
Now there's a way.
但是现在，因着主耶稣来了，这条路就有了。
And so, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，因着这个，我们感谢主。
Because he loved his people, he came.
因为他这样的爱我们，所以他愿意来到我们当中。
Come with me.
所以他说，你们来。
There is a way now.
因为在我这里有路。
And my desire is for you to be near to me.
我的心愿意你们来就近我。
This is where we belong.
因为我回家的这条路是我们应当去的路。
This is your home.
因为这条路是我们回家的路。
Without me, you can't get there.
因为若不借着主，我们没有人能够到父那里去。
But come with me.
所以主说，来就近我。
I am the way.
因为我就是。
I am the life.
我就是生命。
And so, brothers and sisters, today we live by this wonderful grace.
所以今天我们实在是活在这样一个奇妙的恩典当中。
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
this way is narrow.
这条路是窄路。
Narrow is the way.
窄，这条路是窄的。
That leads to,
窄路就会引到
life.
那永生。
And what we find is the way and the life are together.
我们就会看到路。和生命总是连在一起的。
You know, sometimes I think that if we think of our Christian life,
有时候我这样想，我们作为基督徒，我们的生命，
if we were investors,
如果我们是一个投资者的话，
what we might think is, you know, so long as I'm saved, I will live the world and love the world and do everything, and then at the end I'm saved anyways.
也许有人会是说，因为我是已经得救的，那么我就要在世上好好过这一生，因为不管怎么说，我的最后结局我是已经得救的。
And that would be you get the most for the least.
那我
right
这样的人来说，对我来讲，我认为这样的人来说，他是投资的最大，但是他得到的却是最少。
Because we were saved, but we can still enjoy all the things of the world.
但是认为他好像是投资最少能够得利最大，因为他认为已经得救了，可以得到所有的属世的和属天的，他都能得到。
But the Lord's intention for us,
但是神在我们身上所定的旨意
is not just the life,
却不单单只是让我们得生命。
He is the way,
但主是说他自己是这个道路和生命。
And so the Lord says, "Come with me."
所以主说，你们来。
We'll go together.
我们一起。
And so when I came this time, my heart is always on the young people.
当我这次来的时候，我的心是在我们的年轻人当中。
Because the enemy these days is so targeting the young people.
因为今天仇敌他们的目标是在注重在年轻人身上。
And we get so confused.
我们常常的被困扰。
But to be a follower of the Lord is just this.
但是作为一个跟随主的人，
Come with me on the way.
主的话是说，来跟随我走这条路。
It's a narrow way.
这是一个窄路。
The way to destruction is broad.
到灭亡的路是宽的。
But the way to life is narrow.
但是通向永生的路是窄的。
No one else could have traveled that way to the tree of life.
若不借着这条路，没有任何人能够，因为基路伯不会允许来接近他。
But those of us who go with the Lord.
但是我们跟随主的人，
is the only way.
他是给我们开了这唯一的一条路。
So we praise the Lord.
所以我们感谢主。
Now sometimes this way we think, what is a way?
有的时候我们来想一想，这个路到底这个道路是什么意思？
Now I'm not from Seattle.
我并不是生长在这个地方。
No, I'm so thankful that brother Ken came to pick me up from the airport yesterday.
我实在是感谢我们的。
Were to rent a car, I would have to go on MapQuest.
如果我要是在机场租一个车的话，我就要一定要拿一个地图，用个 MapQuest 跟着他走。
I would put in the starting point.
我会把我的起点放进去。
And then I would put in the ending point.
再把终点放进去。
And then on the computer they would show up a picture of the map of Seattle.
我希望在那个地图上的那个计算机上的能够把西雅图这个地区能够显示出来。
With a red line.
也许它会有一条红线。
The beginning point.
那里有一个起点。
And then ECCC.Fellowship building.
那还有说东区教会，那是终点。
And that would be my way.
我想如何的话，那么就那个就是我。
We think that the way is just the very end part before you get to ECCEC.
也许我们认为这个道路只是说是我们从起点到终点这一段。
And what I mean by that is sometimes we determine the whole way just by the very end.
有的时候我们认为这条路只是那个终点才是路。
But we forget that the way.The moment I take my first step out of the SeaTac airport,
但实际上这个路是从我一开始离开机场就已经在这条路上。
All the way to the end, it's just one.
我都是走在这一条路。
Sometimes you go in circles.
有的时候我们也许会在那里兜圈子。
You might get lost.
也许可能会迷路。
But it's all part of the way that I am on between where I started from.And where I am going.
但是不管怎么样，我们仍然是在这个从起点到终点的这一条路，这一段当中。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are many people in this room.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天在座的人很多。
Who may be on the very last part of that way?
也许有人是在那个路的终点的那一段，接近终点的那一段。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, and praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
There are many of us who are on that first part of the way.
我们当中也有人是在这条路的 起点刚刚离开起点那一段。
Perhaps some people have just made the first step.
也许当中也有人我们刚刚迈了第一步。
But we are still on the way.
但是不管怎么样，我们都是在这同一条路上。
And when the Lord said, I am the way.
但主说，当主说我就是。
At the very end.
他不单单的。
He is the Lord of the way at the beginning.
他也是这条路的起点，起初的那一段。
And no matter how short a time we followed after the Lord.
无论我们跟随主的时间多久或者是多短
And no matter if we're heading west when we should be going east
也不论我们应当走的我们应当朝西走我们结果朝东走但是这条路从起点到终点是唯一的路
And
主耶稣他就是这条路的每一步
And we're so thankful for that brothers and sisters
我们感谢主
So whenever I share I don't know muchI don't know many deep things.
当我分享的时候，有很些深奥的东西我并不懂。
But I do know what it means to know the Lord on every step of the way.
我却知道一点，就是认识每一步要来认识主。
Because I have failed so many times.
因为我实在是常常的失败。
And you know the Lord is always there.
但是不管他怎么样失败，每一次主都在那里。
Now, if you look at the Lord of the Way, we might think of Revelation chapter 14.
如果我们要想主耶稣他就是道路的话，我们就要来看一看启示录那十四章那里。
In verse 4, it tells us about some.
有一些走在这条路上的人。第四节那里讲。
We should maybe start in verse 3.
我们从第三节开始看。
And they sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth and who have not been defiled with women. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
启示录的第十四章第三第四节他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌仿佛是新歌除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外没有人能学这歌这些人未曾沾染妇女他们原是童身羔羊无论往哪里去他们跟随他
Read about these brothers and sisters we thank the Lord
当我们读到圣经里记载有这样的弟兄姐妹的时候我们实在是感谢主
These are the ones the Lord goes first
因为这些人他们是当主在前面走
And I will follow
他们就在后面跟随
And brothers and sisters, I am so thankful for the cloud of witnesses that we have.
我们实在是感谢主，因为他在天上有轻的像云彩般的围绕。
Life now is no longer their own.
他们一生的目的就不是为了他们自己。
Their direction is determined by where the Lord leads them.
他们在人生走的道路的方向是完全因着主决定。
And so the Lord goes ahead.
所以主在前面走。
And they follow behind.
他们就在后面紧紧地跟随。
And wherever he goes.
无论主往哪里走他们都在后面紧紧跟随
They will follow.
他们都跟随
Praise the Lord
我们感谢
And I know that here in this room
我在座当中就有人是这样的人
These might be the ones who are on that very end part of the way
我想这样的人也许是在走在那条路的接近终点的那一段
They see the destination
因为他们已经看见了终点
They trust in their Lord
他们信靠主
And they do not care about what's behind them anymore
他们 也不再在乎在他们后面的这些祭盘。
And they look forward and treasure the destination.
他们只是往前看。
Where we meet.
在我们所在的聚会当中。
I find it very interesting, these older brothers and sisters.
我发现非常有意思，就是那些年长的弟兄和姐妹。
They sit in the back.
他们常常是坐在后面一排。
And we hear stories of their faithfulness.
我们常常听见一些关于他们信心的一些故事。
And what they have done in the past.
是在过去他们的经历。
And all of us who are in our 30s.
在我们那些我们才30岁左右的人。
We always come there.
我们就觉得为什么我们现在要站讲台，而那些他们那些却坐在后面来听。
Why do they let us come up?
为什么他们愿意让我们在前面？
And I am so thankful for them.
想到这一点，我实在是感谢。
They see the mistakes that we make.
因为他们看见我们所犯的错误。
They are so patient.
他们是这样的有耐心。
They see where they are going.
因为他们知道他们要走的那条路。
And they follow the Lamb.
因为他们是这样的跟随。
For such brothers and sisters.
所以看到这样的弟兄姐妹，我心里就心存感激。
Now none of us is born this way.
我想我们。没有任何一个人是天生就是有这样的性情的。
If we could go back maybe to the middle of the way somewhere,
如果我们回去看看这条路的当中的一些什么走的这一些情况的话。
Can we turn to the book of Matthew?
我们再来看一看马太福音。
Chapter 11.
28节说。
This was very familiar to a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们很多弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉这一节经节。
I'll just read it and my brother will read in Chinese. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is...
福音十一章的第二十八到第三十节。劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So these brothers and sisters are the ones who have said, you know, I am ready to be yoked with you.
这里这些心里是说，主啊，我们现在愿意负轭。
I am weary and heavy laden.
因为我实在是劳苦担重担的人。
In the world, I still struggle with it, but I have tired.
在世上，我实在是有很多的挣扎，我已经疲倦了。
I'm willing, Lord, to be hooked up with you.
我愿意单单的与你连接。
And you make sure that I stay next to you.
请你帮助我，使我与你连接，因为我向左走已经走的时间太多次。
And if I don't have this thing on my neck connected to you, Lord, I am gonna go in that way.
要不是我的肩头上有与你连接的这个轭的话，我就肯定都已经走迷了。
And Lord, I would much rather just stay next to you.
但主，我实在是现在宁愿负着这个轭而跟你在一起。
And this young ox will be yoked to the old ox.
我们都知道这里一个比喻是一个小牛。
Many years we will want to go in our direction, and the Lord might nudge us back.
很多时候这小牛就是 要走自己的方向，但是老牛都要把它拉回来。
But I imagine after time, the young ox gets used to the warmth and closeness of the old ox.
我想有一天这个小牛会意识到，他会意识到他实在是要与这个老牛一起来同负之轭。
And over a period of time, it might be that the old ox might just go ahead, might just follow.
直到这个老牛一直往前走，小牛在后面跟随。
And we praise the Lord because many of us,Might be the Lord might work be working on us in this way.
我们感谢主，神在我们当中的人有某些人身上是做这样的工作。
But if we could go back one more step on the way,
但如果我们再看我们人生再往回再看一点的话
，This is actually the part that I wanted to focus on.
这是我今天要重点要讲的。
Could you turn to the book of Luke again, brothers and sisters?
还翻到路加福音二十二章
31.
我们来看第三十一节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
路加福音二十二章三十一、三十二节。西门，西门，撒旦想要得摘麦子一样，但我已经叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Now, brothers and sisters, we may remember when this happened.
我想我们记得是什么时候在什么情况下主讲这样的话。
It was nearing the end of the Lord's time on the earth.
是主在地上的时候的已经的末期的时候。
Now Peter is one of my favorite people in the Bible.
圣经里面所记载的彼得是我最喜悦的一个角色之一。
If you count the
如果我们来记来有多少次失败的话
，compared to the time，
比较彼得有多少次成功的话
，he had a lot more failures.
我们会知道彼得失败的次数要远多于他成功的地方。
And brothers and sisters, I see in him hope.
但是我们就在彼得的身上我们看到希望。
And so here at the end of the Lord's time on earth, amidst all of the brothers and sisters, the Lord says something particular to Simon Peter.
主在地上的最后这段时间中，主单单的对彼得说这样的话。
He knew that a time was coming when Simon would really fail.
因为主晓得当难处临到的时候，西门他会跌倒。
And you know what the Lord says here is very precious.
但主在这里非常宝贵的，就是对彼得这样说。
Satan did to Peter what he did, to Job.
撒旦要对彼得做，就像他以前对约伯所做的那样。
He came to ask for permission.
就是他来，先来，就是要好筛他，能够像筛麦子一样。
And then the Lord says something very wonderful.
但主的答复是这样的奇妙。
And if you read it, it's kind of confusing at first.
如果我们第一次来读的话，也许还不太明白。
He says, "I have prayed for you."
他说，我已经为你祈求。
That your faith may not fail.
就是你不至于失了信心。
And when you have turned again,
你回头以后
strengthen your brothers.
要坚固。
Now he says this.
这里他讲的是说是你回头以后
with certainty.
是。用的一个非常肯定的语气。
He doesn't say if you fail.
他并不是说如果你失败。
He says when you have turned again.
而是他是说当你回头以后。
So the Lord already knew when he says this.
因为主已经知道彼得将来他要回头。
You are going to fail.
因为他也知道彼得他要失败。主为什么主却这样子为他祷告
？For you that your faith may not fail.
所以主是为他祷告，是说我为你祈求，使你的不至失了信心。
You know our enemy has many names.
我们知道我们的敌人有很多的名字。
One of the names is the accuser of the brethren.
有一个名字就是叫做弟兄的控告者。
And you know, young people are accused day and night.
我们知道年轻人常常
after we fail,
失落的时候，失败的时候
the whisper from the enemy comes.
那么仇敌就在我们耳边有这样的轻声细语。
You could not possibly be good enough to be a Christian.
就会说，我们失败是这样的大，我们根本不可能成为基督徒。
Look at you, what a failure!
瞧瞧我们犯的错是多大。
You should fix yourself up before you're worthy of God.
所以你必须要先使你自己振作起来，来这个能够配得过神。
At least tell the gospel to 30 people.
所以你至少要向三十个人传福音。
And then you'll be good enough.
也许你这才足够好。
And how many young people have fallen away because of this particular tactic of the enemy?
我们当中有多少是年轻人是因着这样的一个欺骗而
？And brothers and sisters, he would have done the same thing to Simon Peter.
所以主弟兄姐妹，我们晓得撒旦也是要做这样的欺骗对西门彼得。
And so when the Lord prayed for him, he was praying that his faith would not fail.
所以主对西门彼得的祷告就是为他的祷告就是使他不致失了信心。
And that on the way that there will be times when we go in the wrong direction, but to have faith to turn around, turn again.
在我们跟随主的这条路上当中会有一段我们会走错方向，但是主为我们的祷告是说当我们回头时候。
And so the Bible here, the Lord is very clear. He says, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
所以主的祷告是非常清楚的，是说当你为你祈求，叫你不致坚固你的弟兄。
The enemy would prefer that a good Christian lifestyle is a reflection of what life really is.
我们的仇敌会说，会宁愿是说我们的一个好的基督徒生活是像世上的世人的生活一样。
Truly, the young brothers and sisters may tell you.
但是弟兄姐妹，尤其是年轻的弟兄姐妹
，We will fail so many times in our life.
我们一生当中，我们会有如此众多的失败。
There is a fallen nature in us.
因为这我们的本性就是
Never think that the Lord.
但是无论我们怎么失败，我们都要晓得神绝对不会离弃我们。
There is a part of the way that involves turning again.
因为在跟随他的这个路上， 终归是有总是有回头的这一段。
And it is just thinking of the time that we accepted the Lord.
当我们来接受主的时候，这一段话。
Look who the Lord is speaking to.
我们看看主在这里是对谁在讲。
Peter.
他是对彼得在讲。
He has been following the Lord for 3 years.
我们知道主在跟彼得讲这段话的时候，彼得已经跟随主至少有三年了。
This turning again is the time that Peter was.
讲到彼得回头，并不是说彼得一开始跟随主的那开始阶段的回头。
It has to do with the fact that he is the Lord of the way.For when we have failed.
而且这里所讲的要回头是说他要彼得要认识主耶稣他自己就是这一段道路。
And so brothers and sisters, when we look at the great men,
在圣经里面我们看到圣经的那些记载的 伟大的人物的时
候 And I suspect if you ask any of those brothers and sisters who may be on that last part of the way,
我想我们如果去问这些圣经里记载的伟人当他们在生命的最后一段的时候
Everyone who really is following the Lord will say with me when I turned again
所有的这些人呢 他们都会告诉我们说我们在跟随主的这段路上我们有很多次失败但是每一次失败主总是与我同在
And it happens in many different situations
而且不论在什么样的情况里面这样的情况都是主与我们 比如说我们可以来看看
The book of Jonah
我们来看看约拿书
Chapter 2
旧约约拿书的第二章
Now Jonah had been given strict instructions from the Lord
我们知道神有直截了当的信息告诉约拿说
I did not want to go
愿意按照神的话去做
And so he decided that he was going to go his own way
他就决定了他要按照他自己的路走
And so of course a giant fish came and ate him
所以我们都知道最后他就被大鱼吞了
Now my sons watch VeggieTales
我的儿子他们看一个动画片叫做约拿一个吃这个是这个吃素的
So I have to try not to think of Jonah as an asparagus Sorry
所以我只希望我们家的那个约拿他这个是吃这个吃
Asparagus
吃这个芦笋的
Yeah he's an asparagus in the cartoon but
Anyways,
in the cartoon, Jonah gets eaten by this fish.
在那个动画片里面，那里讲到是约拿被一个大鱼给吃了。
The roof of the fish's mouth.
但是在这个鱼的肚子里面，好像这个天花板上面还有一个灯。
Yes, I don't think there was electricity inside of this fish.
我想在鱼肚子里面应该不会有什么电的。
But it was dark.
但是真的在
大。Jonah sat there in the dark, and I wonder if he thought.What am I doing here?
我想约拿在鱼在大鱼肚子里面的时候就会想我怎么会落到这种情况
I am sitting here in the belly of a fish.
我在鱼的肚子里
How did this happen?
到底这事情怎么回事
It's funny, but I really relate with that.
但我实在是我觉得我跟他有某种同感
I don't know how many times in my life I wasn't sure where I was going.
因为我知道在我生命当中常常有这样的事情就是我不知道我到底是怎么回事落到这样的一个状
态 What am I doing here?
我到的不对了
It's dark
这里面实在是一片漆黑
And you see brothers and sisters I grew up in a Christian family
大家都知道我是生长在基督徒的家里
You always know what's the right way to go
哪条路是对
Give a whale
但是你真的是结果落在鱼腹里这样一个黑暗的光景里的时候
Well praise the Lord did something wonderful for Jonah
但是我们感谢主就是当约拿被大鱼吞吃以后神
He basically poked him
他实在是就是触动了约拿的灵
And you look at verse 7 of chapter 2
我们看约拿书第二章的第七节那里说
Well, I say one funny thing that the Lord put in here. Verse 5 first.
我们先来看第五。
Jonah laying there in the fish. And look at the end of verse 5. We were wrapped around my head.
就像这里，我们来想象约拿在鱼腹里面，那里说海草缠绕了我的头。
So he's sitting there with weeds on his head. And then look at verse 7.
然后第七节这里就说。
While I was fainting away, I remembered the
Lord. 心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
Now when this happens, brothers and sisters, when that poke comes in the spirit,
当神触动约拿的灵的时候
that's when the enemy begins to work.
那个时候仇敌也在那里做工。
To young people, he'll say, don't just ignore it.
对年轻人也许他会说 你不用管你现在所处的这种黑暗光景。
Why don't you try to find the way out of the whale's belly?
也许你可以试着找条路从这个大鱼肚子里面出去。
Because he doesn't want us to remember the Lord.
仇敌并不让我们思念主。
But sometimes in our walk, when we're in a place of darkness, and we don't know where we are, in the Lord's grace, he'll just poke us in some way to remind us, I am still here.
但是感谢主，当我们在黑暗的光景里的时候，神却会来触动我们，就是我们在黑暗的时候，他仍然用。
Jonah's response.
所以我们看见约拿的回应就是。
He prayed.
他这里祷告就说。
Well, he prayed.
所以约拿在鱼腹里面，他就祷告耶和华。
He said, "My prayer came to thee."
他就说我的祷告。
And so what we see here, brothers, place that we are at.
所以无论我们在什么样的黑暗光景里
，No matter how lost we are,
也无论我们有多么的失败
，If there are weeds wrapped around our head,
也不论是海草缠绕我们的头
，The prayer will always go into His holy temple.
我们的祷告终归是能进入神那里，他掌权。
The enemy cannot.Block you off from your Savior.
仇敌不能够拦阻我们与神的沟通。
And so, this first part of turning again involves praying.
所以讲到回转的时候，他首先就是要从祷告开始。
Some here today who are in the belly of a whale.
我们当中有人也许今天正在大鱼腹当中，在鱼肚子里面那样的黑暗光景里面。
May I say something?
所以我愿意跟你说。
No worries.
不要担心。
I've been there before.
那种光景我也一个大鱼里面
and the Lord will hear your prayer.
但是我们祷告的话神就一定会垂听我们的祷告
and so Jonah gets spit out exactly where he was supposed to go and he onto dry land and he was faithful
所以我们就知道鱼就吐到旱地上他就开始去走
let's look at another example brothers and sisters.
我们再来看另外一个例子
Luke chapter 15
路加福音的第十五章
now this is a story
这里是在主耶稣所讲的一个故事路加福音的第十五章
This is verse 11
我们来看
And again, very familiar story
不断了
The Lord is speaking here He says, a man had two sons The younger of them said to his father Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me So he divided his wealth between them Check your coin Just read the whole thing Oh, okay
一个人有两个儿子小儿子对父亲说父亲请你把我应得的家业分给我他父亲就把产业分给他们
And not many days later the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country and there he squandered his living
小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往去了在那里任意放荡浪费资财
Now when he had spent everything a severe famine occurred in that country and he began to be impoverished
既耗尽一切所有的又遇着那地方大遭饥荒就穷苦起来
So he went and hired himself out, and he sent him into his fields to
于是去投靠那地方的一个人那人打发他到田里去放猪
And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating and no one was giving anything to him
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥也没有人给他
But when he came to his bread But I am dying here with hunger
他醒悟过来就说我父亲有多少的雇工口粮有余我倒在这里饿死吗
I will get up and go to my father and will say to him Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight I am no longer worthy to be called your son Make me your hired men
我要这个天又得罪了你从今以后我不配成为你的儿子把我当做一个雇工吧
Let's pay attention here, brothers and sisters So he got up and came to his father But while he was still a long way off His father saw him and felt compassion And the son said to him Father, I have heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
这里注意看二十和二十一节。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他像，连连。今我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配成为你的儿子。
But the father said to his slaves, Quickly, bring out the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet.And bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. The swine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and had found.
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他手上，戴在他头上，把鞋戴在他指头上，把鞋牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。”
So brothers and sisters, here's a young man who went in the opposite direction.
我们知道这是一个浪子，他是走了一个相反的方向。
He was with his father.
他开始是跟他父亲在一起的。
He said, "Give me the blessing."
他跟他说，把你的我应得的，我就要往我所愿意去的方向去。
Far away.
要离远远的离开。
Far away physically.
不仅是真的就是离家的距离很远。
And far away in my spirit.
而且是他的心和这个家里。
All of the treasures of your house,
所有家里的一切的宝贵
I'm going to waste it on.
他都浪费在他所要去的。
And sisters, you might think someone like that doesn't have a chance to turn again.
也许我们当中有人认为一个这样的人，一个离开家的人根本就不配有一个回转的一个机会。
But we thank the Lord that he is not that way.
但是我们感谢神，神他并不是一个这样的一个。
Here we
看见在这一段经节里面，我们看见父的心和主耶稣的心。
How far away can you go before he gives up?
我们能够走离神走了多远，能够使神放弃我们呢？
You can't go far away enough.
无论我们走多远，神都不会。
And so he went all the way to the
浪子，他走得很远很远。
And he lost everything.
他也把他一切所有的都失去了。
And finally he decided, I'm just going to go home.
但是有一天他决定他要回头的时候。
I'm going to turn again.
我决定要回转的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a parable.
我们知道这是一段比喻。
It's imperfect.
这里面并不是一个完美的。
It's that you cannot put our heavenly Father into the body of a man.
我们知道我们不能够把我们的神天父放在一个人的这个形象里面。
Because if you could,
如果我们真的能这样做的话
the chapter would have been 3 verses shorter.
至少要少到3节。
He would have said.I'm going to go back to my father and ask him to be one of his hired men. He's going to turn. His father would have been right there.
因为如果这样说的话，他就是他一旦他的心思一转一回头的时候，他就会立刻看到他的父亲。
We praise the Lord. This story tells us that we cannot wander far and away where.
这段故事告诉我们，我们无论怎样的失败，神都不会放弃我们。
And so this turning again, we might be way far away.
所以我们回头不论我们情况是多么样无论我们与神的距离有多远只要我们回头我们都会意识到神他仍然是这条路
And it speaks of great grace.
而且在这里面这段故事告诉我们这里有极大的恩典、
The last story
我们最后
is Peter himself.
我们大家都晓得彼得他自己
Let's turn to John.Oh, let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 22 again.
我们再来翻回路加福音的第二十二章。
So we were on 31 before. We're going to go down to verse 4.
这次我们要二十二章的第五十四。
Kind of tell this story so we know where we are.
Okay, 我们先来简略的讲一下这里是个什么事情。
So the Lord, they had the disciples and the Lord had just left where they had the last
主的门徒们他们刚刚离开他们
walking down into the valley when Judas came with the guards
他们就走在那个山谷里面走犹大就来
and so Peter in his great act of bravery pulled out his sword
我们知道彼得他是勇敢的就把他的刀拔出来
cut off Malchus
就把马勒古的
healed his ear
我们知道主就马上把马勒古的耳朵给医治好了
and the disciples were scattered
So his 门徒们就都逃散了
They ran for their life.
他们都因为恐惧，他们就都逃跑了
But you know, Peter, he did love the Lord.
但是彼得
He ran a certain distance and he stopped.
他跑去，他逃命跑了，但是跑了一段以后，他又回来
And he turned.
他就是回转
He started to follow the Lord back.
他就回转来跟随着主
And the Lord was brought into the area where the council.
我们知道把他带到大祭司的宅里
and Peter followed close enough
彼得就跟随着主一直很接近一直也进到这个大祭司的宅子里
and there was a fire in the middle of this courtyard
在这个院子里面有人生了
they were warming themselves
大家都在那里
then we get to verse 56
所以56节这里说
a servant girl seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him said this man was with him tooBut he denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him.
彼得坐在火光里就定睛看他。素来也是同那人一伙的。彼得却不承认说女子我不认得他。
A little later, another saw him and said, You are one of them too. But Peter said, Man, I am not.
过了不多时，又有一个人看见他，说：“你也是他们一党的。”彼得说：“你我不是。”
After about, certainly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." Immediately while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed.
又过了一个小时，又有一个人极力地说他实在是同那人一伙的，因为他也是说的是什么。正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
The Lord turned and looked at Peter.And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
主，彼得便想起主对他说，你要三次不认我。
Now,
他就出去痛哭。
Brothers and sisters, this scenario, I think that the Lord was really planning for this moment.
刚才这一段我们晓得主都已经有他
Peter could have gone anywhere
彼得可以 不论他向哪个方向去逃命
He could have denied the Lord in any place in the city
无论他在什么地方他在那里去、这个否认主
He could have I'm sure that there are roosters everywhere
都会有鸡
But somehow when this great moment of fear happened it was very close to the Lord
但是就是在彼得这样子大的失败的时候，主仍然是 与他的距离很近。
And so when Peter turned that first time mission,
所以当我晓得，当主是有意的在那里看他。
And you know what it shows is in his moment of greatest failure.
我们知道正在是彼得这个最大失败的时候。
Peter looked at the Lord.
在这个时候，彼得却看。
The Lord looked at him.
而且
Such thing is the Lord who will turn his back.
我们知道这并主并不需要他转过身才可以看见
He looked at him.
当彼得看主的时候
And the Lord turned and looked at him.
主就回头来看他
His face will be towards us.
而且主的脸
Why do we never have to worry about us?
为什么我们不需要来担心主会转身弃绝我们
Because that already happened.
因为我们都知道这件事情是发生过
On the cross.
就是在十字架上
When the Lord took all of our sins and all of our shame,
当主背我们每一个人的羞愧
all of our own way,
我们每一个人我们 自行己路的事
all of the times we decided, Lord, forget about you. I'm just going to go the way I think I want to go.
每一段每一个每一次我们来否认神，我们愿意走自己的路时候
don't get this.
知道我们这个犯的是大罪
and we know our Lord cannot tolerate sin.
而我们也知道这是大恶，神也绝对不能容忍。
But in that moment when our Lord took all of these things on Himself,
但是主在十字架上，在那个时候，他就负担的背负了我们每一个人。
The Father turned His back to Him,
转身不看他。
I cannot have anything to do with you.
他掩面不看他。
You are a sinner.
因为这个时候你是一个罪人。
You've taken all of this sin upon yourself.
因为主耶稣在那个时候是担负了我们每一个人，你和我的每一个罪。
And so,
就这个。现在
When we turn again,
我们回头向看主的时候
the Lord will turn to us.
我们就一定会晓得
his face will always be towards us.
主的脸一定会看着我们他要回头看着我们因为他晓得我们回头向他
The enemy does not want us to remember this.
仇敌不愿
believe, particularly as young people, that you walk on your own.
仇敌宁愿我们尤其是对我们当中的年轻人是说当我们自行己路的时候
you earn your salvation.
我们是凭着自己的努力来证我们自己的得救
You do these 20 things right and you'll be saved
不行我们就是一个得救的人
Brothers and sisters is not the case
但是圣经的教导却不是这样
We are saved because of one who loves us and gave his life for us
我们得救只是因为神派了一位来救我们把他的生命来给了我们
And it wasn't just for salvation
这不单单只是着跟随他的这一段路
He wants for us to know him on the way
他愿意我们认识他一直在跟随他这个路上天天的认识他
Now maybe we are not living that perfect life at the end
也许我们不我也许我们最终我们的一生里面并看不到一个很多人是像我一样
I think I'm an expert turn againer
我想我自己是一个悖逆神的一个专家
But the Lord will always be there
但是我却知道每一次我回头的时候主都在那里
He's still the Lord
因为他仍然是我的
He will poke us in our spirit
当我们失落的时候他就
Far away we've wandered
无论我们 离神有多远
And when we turn again
只要我们回头
He will be looking
我们一定会看这个。
And he will be waiting.
主就在看着我们，在那里等着我们。
And we praise the Lord.
我们因着这个叫感谢神。
Let's pray. Our Lord, we worship you this morning.
主要敬拜你。
We're so thankful to you for when we look back on our life.That you are the one who is long suffering.
我们感谢你，当我们走过的路的时候，是一个恒久忍耐。
Thank you, Lord, for many times when we have been so lost and we've turned around and found, Lord, that you are there.
我们感谢你，因为这样多次我们失败，到我们回头，我们都看见你在那里。
We worship you, Lord.
我们是。
We pray that we, as your people, will fall.
我们向你呼求。就是作为你的子民，当我们跟随你，愿意 你让我们一直跟随你。
But it is by your greatness, Lord, that we can do so, and we worship you for that.
但实在是因着你的恩典，我们才能够跟随你。
Lord,
要赞美你。
May you be with.
你与我们当中的年轻人同在。
Milk.
愿他们在当中，他们能够回头来看。
That you love them.
因为晓得你实在是爱他们。
May you guard them, Lord, from the enemy.
愿你保守他们，脱离恶者。
They not be confused by his accusations.
愿意他们而不被恶者的指控。
Who are always near to your heart.
愿意他们一直的在你的心里。
So that we can grow together to give you praise.
使我们能够一起在你的家里面成长。
We worship you, Lord.
我们把赞美和荣耀都归给你，感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。